By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he is not worried about President Donald Trump's refusal to concede after last week's national election, but that he thinks it is an embarrassment for Trump and the country. Trump, in trying to contest the election results, has kept his administration officials from cooperating with Biden's representatives to arrange a transition of power before the January 20th inauguration. The General Services Administration, a U.S. government agency, has refused to certify Biden's presumptive victory, keeping Biden officials from taking over office space in federal agencies, being assigned government email addresses, and receiving federal money to fund the transition. Biden said his team can get through without the funding, and he said the daily briefing would be useful, but not essential right now, as he is not yet the sitting president. Asked what he would tell Mr. Trump if the president were watching his news conference on Tuesday, Biden smiled and said, "Mr. President, I'll look forward to speaking with you." Well, Biden has received congratulatory telephone calls from several world leaders Tuesday, even as President Trump refuses to concede following the November 3rd election. A statement issued by transition officials for Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said Biden took part in separate calls with leaders from Britain, France, Germany, and Ireland, thanking them for their congratulations. The statement said they discussed issues that included climate change and COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was one of the first leaders to reach out to President-elect Biden, even as President Trump claimed fraud in the vote count. Via remote, this is VOA News. Floods in Mexico's Gulf Coast state of Tabasco have left 9 people dead, forced about 9,000 residents to evacuate their homes. The Interior Department estimated about 150,000 people were affected by the flooding, either because of damage to homes or crops or displacement. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said the government was distributing aid and would clean up riverbeds to reduce the risk of floods. The head of Peru's Congress, Manuel Moreno, was sworn in as president on Tuesday amid street protests after the impeachment of Martin Vizcarra over corruption allegations. Moreno, who will serve as interim president until July, vowed the election set for April would stand. Moreno's ascension to the presidency came after Peru's opposition-led Congress voted overwhelmingly to oust the centrist Vizcarra late on Monday after an impeachment trial over allegations of bribery. The Vatican released a scathing report on Tuesday that bishops, cardinals, and popes repeatedly dismissed or downplayed sexual molestation accusations against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Released 2 years after Pope Francis launched an internal investigation, the report said the Vatican knew of McCarrick's behaviors since at least 1999, but he continued to rise through the ranks. Pope John Paul II, who died in 2005, appointed McCarrick Archbishop of Washington, despite official inquiries into McCarrick's actions. The report said that Pope Francis continued the inaction of his predecessors until a former altar boy spoke up about his experience with McCarrick, which led to his defrocking last year after being found guilty of molesting adults and children. For decades, McCarrick resigned from the College of Cardinals in 2018. The United States is honoring anyone who served in the armed forces on Wednesday, Veterans Day. The yearly tradition on November 11th began when World War I ended on that day in 1918 with Germany's surrender. Unlike previous years, no large-scale parades are planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. Many events have been scaled back or canceled or switched to virtual format in many towns. The National Veterans Day observance at National Arlington Cemetery will not be open to the public, but will be live-streamed from the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.